Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday. Already sound effects are not working. Woohoo! Gotta love it. See if that works. Try it again. There we go. Because I turned the ringer off, it wouldn't work. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. I really am not sure about these new fandangled phones that we've got going on here. The iPhone 53 and a half. But I'm not sure about it. Anyway, what? Not too bad, but you don't have a long battery on it? No, I just noticed I had to reload all my apps, and now it's like asking for passwords again and things, and that's still a pain in the it's a royal pain, but yeah, anywho, we have them. They're titanium, right?
Titanium.
So can we throw them at something and it'll be fine? Exactly, titanium that you have to protect, right? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I see it. There it is. Yeah. And all my favorites are gone. I don't even know how to pick all my favorites out of this anymore. All right, well, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday. There's your iPhone. What are we on, the 15 that we have? iPhone 15? Is that what it is? Yeah. Anywho, iPhone 15, what do you think? Oh, gosh, I really hate that I don't have all my silly sound effects in one thing again. That was the other thing, and wiped out all my sound effects displays. Uh-oh.
Not that one.
Not that one. All right. How many days until Christmas? Just for you, Silver Sister. 280 days until Christmas. Oh, one person asked, how long is it exactly until Christmas? And there, this one says 282 days. Why does one say 280 and one say 282? How many seconds until Christmas? Oh no, 24 million seconds. Oh no. Uh-oh, well, Santa says 279 sleeps, so I'm gonna go with 280 days until Christmas. I think that's fair enough. All right, since you tune in to listen to Christmas stories, here's one. Just kidding. All right, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday. Let's give a little shout out to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Get on over to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and vote for us again, please. We would love it. I don't know why the little thing doesn't come up on my browser. I guess I have to clear my cache or something, because there should be a picture next to the QR code that says vote for us. We'd love your vote. One vote per mechanism, device. One vote per device. So how many devices you all have out there? Probably a lot. So get over there and vote for us. It's the cannabis bowl, right? Cannabis bowl. All right, cannibal. No, cannabis. Anyway, get on over there. Check it out. If you want to get certified, check us out. You can come on in at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, southeast side of Broadway and Swan. We also do telemedicine appointments. You can book your appointment right online. You can get on over to the telemedicine section, and you can click the button that says fill out form or something like that. Yeah, fill out the form here. So fill it out. We'll get all your info, and then we will get you certified. If you want, you can come in and just ask some questions. We can give you a consultation for $50. You can sit and chat with one of our awesome doctors, who you can vote for, by the way. You can vote. You can chat with them and find out if this is the way you want to go. Maybe you want to try CBD first. Maybe you don't want to try anything. Maybe you're just curious. But we have a lot of people that come in and they just want to sit down and chat and they don't want to feel scared. And it's really kind of cute because they come in and they're all nervous and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in here. And they're all anxious. And then when they leave, they're like, this is the best place ever. We love it. We love the doctor. And then they're happy because they're going to be on their way to healing. All right. If you have one of the following conditions, you can get your medical marijuana card. Certain conditions you need records for like this, PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, epilepsy, HIV, hep C, ALS. Do they need records for Crohn's? Crohn's disease? Kind of. Alzheimer's. And the other ones you can get certified for are, of course, chronic pain, severe nausea. Chronic pain covers a lot. Fibromyalgia, backaches, migraines, toe aches, car accidents from long ago or from recent, but it has to be at least 60 days. That's what our state of Arizona considers chronic is 60 whole days. What else? Cachexia or wasting syndrome and severe persistent muscle spasms, including MS, multiple sclerosis. You are eligible for a medical cannabis card if you suffer from a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition or just the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes any of the above conditions. That's right. If you didn't hear your ailment on there, but something you're doing is causing it, as far as the treatment goes, you can get your card.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can come on down to 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. If you're looking for hemp and CBD, we have that. If you're looking for an even bigger selection of hemp and CBD, we have that down at the Goodly, 6224 East Speedway Boulevard. It's our sister street. Broadway Speedway. We'll get up there. We'll get on to what's next. Broadway, Speedway, Grant? Grant. We'll get on Grant. We'll get on 22nd. We'll just hit them all. We'll hit the majors. Parallel. We'll parallel what up. Golf links. Yeah, we'll be there on the corner. Golf links. Get on down. We have a big, beautiful store called The Good Leaf. We have an amazing selection of everything down there. Hemp products, CBD products, CBG, which is good for your glaucoma, CBC, which is a good uplifter. It makes you happy. Come on, get happy. And now I see little, what were those little things running across the Partridge family? Partridges. Quail. It was. I think it was a quail. Was it a quail? I think they were quail. Got it. Yeah, exactly. I think that was a quail. Look that up. Partridge Family. We need the Partridge Family theme song. Not that you'd be able to hear it, but that's funny. All right. You can also call in if you want. You can chat in if you want. 646-915-8421 if you want to chat with us. Cannabis Kid is out in the world. Little Mary Jane is somewhere probably sleeping. That's about it. You're stuck with Bellstar and Silver Sister, and we're going to get going and share some news with you now. All right. so sad that the first page of azmarijuana.com has the cannabis event list and there's nothing. They don't have any April events. Nothing. What about 3/10? What about 4/20? What about 5/10? What about all these 10s, 20s? Nothing. Nothing's happening. All right, well, then let's get on over to the news. Oh, boy. Here we go. Two Arizona dispensaries rebranding celebrations. That just means someone bought you out. New infused pre-rolls available in Arizona. They're called Pot Rockets. Let's see. And did we talk about the cannabis cultivation property for sale? I feel like we talked about that. Did we talk about that? I don't know. Well, where is it? Let's find out. It's a week ago. It's probably sold already. Oh, I think we did. Arizona-based Zoned Property is a technology-driven property investment company for emerging and highly regulated industries, including legalized cannabis, announced that the company has listed its cannabis cultivation property in Chino Valley, Arizona, for sale. I know, Dragon Lady, you're going to turn over in your dragon den right now. For the low, low price, what do you think, Silver Sister? $16 million. Exactly, they're a dinosaur out there. The Chino Valley property has been a valuable non-core asset with the company's portfolio, and this potential sale is part of a strategic shift to streamline the company's portfolio and concentrate efforts on a direct-to-consumer real estate strategy. As part of our ongoing strategic review to enhance shareholder value, we are very pleased to announce our intention to sell our Chino Valley property. The Chino Valley property, which we now consider a non-core asset to our investment strategy, represents a significant capital reallocation opportunity for Zoned Properties. We expect that if and when the Chino Valley property is sold, the non-dilutive proceeds from the sale would be instrumental in supporting the company's future real estate portfolio acquisition plans. And you can find out more at zonedproperties.com/listings. I wonder if it's still for sale. Let's see. How do we find it? Weed properties. That we type in. All right. Properties for sale. No, I'm not going to do that to you guys. Join our newsletter here. I'll give you a link. You can search the properties yourself and see if it's something that you want to weed land for sale. 16 million. Oh, 47 acres. It's a sign. Oh, my Lanta. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Weed land for sale. Go get it. All right. What else is going on in the world? Weed land. Weed land. All right. Let's see. That article just took it all away. All right. African County of Eswatini introduces medical cannabis legislation. All right. Go Africa. My best friend. Proposed. Tennessee rules seek to close hemp THCA loophole. Proposed Tennessee rules seek to... Tennessee seeks to figure it out. Elon Musk says he's almost always... Is that like a definite maybe? Almost always sober? During late night posting, give me a break. New York governor begins review of weed legalization rollout. What do you think? How do you say her name? Hochul? Study finds natural mushroom extract has better therapeutic effects than synthesized psilocybin. Well, you know what I want to say to that? Yeah. Gotta try and synthesize a plant. It's a plant. Yeah, but then you get all sorts of crappy side effects from chemicals. Oh, no. New cannabis lawsuit filed against the federal government. Morocco reports first legal cannabis cultivation numbers. 294 tons of cannabis in Morocco in 2023. Right on. All right. Uh-oh. A weed mega corp is exiting the Maine's adult use market. Oh, Ohio cannabis school receives accreditation. Did you hear that? For weed in Ohio. Okay. Growing ganja in Jamaica. Utah legislator passes bill to allow medical use of shrooms. Utah? Really? Interesting. Okay. And they're sending bills to Indiana. Kamala Harris to host White House Weed Policy Reform Summit with Fat Joe. Fat Joe? I wouldn't call him Fat Joe. Other names, but not Fat Joe. Oh, there's a study that shows 11% of high school seniors use Delta 8. Oh, here's a different one. The Arizona AG says hemp-synthesized intoxicants can't be sold at dispensaries. So, excuse me. Thank you. Appreciate that. No Delta 8s, no Delta 10s, no Delta nothings. Minnesota's cracking down on illegal flower sales, including full-strength hemp. Here we go. Cannabis beginners. CBC explained cannabis beginners. THC and CBD's lesser known relatives. CBC. Old news. But we did talk about it, and there are some new listeners. Let's just give a little bit of definition. Oh, Elon Musk. Who cares? Elon Musk. All right. CBC, what is it and why should you have it? Come on, get happy. It so sucks that the music that I play from the computer doesn't show up in there anymore. It used to. We used to be able to play movies and jokes and skits and all sorts of stuff. And then I'm not sure what happened. It rerouted. No. It's rerouted itself. All right. Despite being made through the same biochemistry that converts CBG into THC or CBD, cannabichromene, CBC, has received a lot less research and attention. Like CBD, CBC is non-intoxicating, so it won't make you feel high. And it has some unique and promising medical benefits with more research happening every year. While CBC has been less researched than some of the more well-known cannabinoids, there are still hundreds of patents on it. How can you have hundreds of patents on one thing? There is some debate over which group of researchers were the first to isolate CBC in 1966. But it was either Raphael Mechoulam and his colleagues looking at hashish or another team using a different extraction method and hemp. Since CBC was first isolated from cannabis, as is the case with many other cannabinoids, CBC or CBC-like compounds have been found in non-cannabis sources. CBC has been found to be, quote, the second most abundant phytocannabinoids in some strains in marijuana in the United States and is specifically, quote, more plentiful in freshly harvested dry type cannabis material. Oh, that's interesting. Dry type. CBC is made through a similar chemical conversion that creates THC or CBD, beginning with olive-tolic acid. Is that from olive oil? Sorry. Oh, Popeyes, because he's large and he's mine. Oh, sorry. It's my show. and geranol, don't get me going, diphosphate combining to make CBGA. In the next step, the CBGA combines with a CBC synthase to form CBCA, which is decarboxylated into CBC. Who the hell thinks up of this stuff? How do you go into, I really want to know, How you go into a lab and isolate? How do you isolate a molecule? I mean, does it really look like the stick figures with the honeycomb sugar smacked cereal? That if you blow something up that much, you're going to see honeycomb cereal in your product, in your molecule? Honeycomb cereal is really in there, stick figures that all got all messed up. They got shook up in the box. They got stuck with honeycombs on their heads. That's what it looks like to me. I love honeycomb. Did you ever eat honeycomb? You didn't like it? Super sugar smacks? Frosted flakes? Do you notice a common like 40 grams of sugar in each spoon here? I went out to school on Lucky Charms, and no wonder I just sat and chatted and didn't pay attention. Thanks, Mom. Of course, I don't think I was an egg eater. Sorry, Mom. Dad was gone that time. Cereal was easy in the morning, you know? Who wants to get up and feed your kids? Oh, yeah. That was my brother's favorite. My brother's favorite Pop-Tart. Yeah, I think it was just cereal. I don't, unless it was like cinnamon and sugar toast. But even,
sugar.
Yeah, common denominator there, sugar. And then for lunch, it was Ho-Ho's. With some sort of like bologna sandwich that I probably traded out from a Ho-Ho's or something. Once in a while, Fridays we had ice cream day. It was like a quarter and we could get like a big ice cream sandwich, which is what I usually got. Burn that thing off eating it. Sugar. No wonder. I'm addicted to sugar. Oh, it sucks. All right. And I don't even like sweets. Tell me how that happened. I mean, I like sweets, but I'm not like, I don't go, if like someone put... Yeah, I got all the sweet stuff out now. It's just all the other things. All right. Okay. All right. What is chromine? All right. Did we even finish this sentence? Hi, Little Bear. Okay. Just like THC can be further decarboxylated into CBN and CBC can be dark decarboxylated to a very poorly researched cannabinoid, CBL. Oh. My God. Too much going on. I can't handle it. Well, see, and this is what I'm talking about. A very poorly researched cannabinoid, CBL. Is that for love? Soft as an easy chair. All right, well, sorry, guys. Again, it's my show. Word nerds out there might be thinking exactly what the... I know what the half of cannabichromine means, but what is a chromine? Chromines are chemicals commonly found in nature which are used in a wide range of products including food, cosmetics, and agrochemicals. Just like cannabis has cannabichromine, all kinds of other plants have their own specialized chromines. Chromines are such an incredibly broad class of chemicals that included in its scope are groups of chemicals like alkaloids and anthocyanins.
Okay.
CBC has been demonstrated to be an effective painkiller, both as an analgesic and antinociceptive. The heck is that, Silver Sister? Though most of the research on CBC as a painkiller has focused on animals, of course, it is believed to have similar effects on humans. Why are we not studying more humans and weed? I mean, what's going on? I mean, even Arizona has a whole thing where you can do research with human specimens and weed. Come on. It's ridiculous. Research around CBC and pain is also shown to be an effective tool for reducing inflammation, with one study calling it the cannabinoid second most likely to produce inflammatory effects. What really makes the anti-inflammatory effects of CBC unique is that they're completely independent of the endocannabinoid system and other commonly used methods of action, which still has researchers puzzled. In a clear example of the ensemble entourage effect, the dose-dependent anti-inflammatory effects of CBC were augmented when CBC and THC were co-administered. Studies have shown that CBC can be an effective treatment for fungal activity and has an antibacterial effect, noting that antibacterial activity was strong and the antifungal activity was mild to moderate. So while CBC may not be a way to deal with the lack of U.S. cordyceps zombies. It may be able to do something to your athlete's foot. Another very unique property of CBC is that it works as a neurogenic. It helps with creating new brain cells, aiding in healthy recovery after brain damage by controlling neural stem progenitor cells. While most cannabinoids work to reduce pain and inflammation, CBC, CBG, and CBD appear to be the only cannabinoids presently known to possess benefits for aiding in spinal cord and brain injuries. CBC's ability to help the brain isn't just limited to physical ailments. It also has been shown to display pronounced antidepressant effects. Another study which looked at both THC and CBC found that CBC may contribute to the overall mood-elevating properties of cannabis, but the researchers noted that exact mechanism underlying such activity is still unclear. While these findings are very promising, these studies were done on rodents, not people. And people are not the same as rodents, so more research needs to be done looking at CBC in humans. The main reason why researchers have had trouble pinning down the exact mechanism through which CBC interacts with our body is that it isn't just one method of action. CBC has been shown to have, quote, low affinity for CB1 and CB2 receptors, meaning it doesn't have a strong interaction with our endocannabinoid receptors. Instead, CBC has activity with various TRP receptors, sensing pain, and adenosine receptors where caffeine interacts. A quick hit, CBC is a lesser known relative of THC and CBD, made through the same chemical conversion process from CBGA, despite being the subject of a lot less research than other cannabinoids. CBC has been proven to have a range of unique medical properties, including acting as an antifungal, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, antidepressant, painkiller, and neurogenic compound. Holy cow! Let's get some CBC. We have CBC. Now they're going to do the CBC, CBD, CBN combo after hearing this article. They're like, oh, hit it up. You have that 3 combo already? TM.
You have all the combos.
You have all the combos. Which is, it's hard. So here's my question to you. Cannabis, just in its cannabinoid form, with all of its cannabis in it, do we have to focus on one cannabinoid to get the benefits directly for that, or are we getting all the benefits from all the cannabinoids in the plant and some low level?
In a low level.
So if we want to tackle glaucoma, we want to get a high level of CBD and CBC. All right. I need it.
We got that.
Okay. All right. We're going to get it. Mama C needs it. She's going to get it. She doesn't even know what's happening. She doesn't even know she's being discussed on the radio show right now. She's going down, Mama C. Dr. Kim Medicine Woman is in the house. Bell Star is going to kick your booty. All right. Well, you know what else we're going to kick? We're going to kick it.
Puff. I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucking. Walk into my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. Piss.
But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Oh, she's gonna be trash. I can see it in her face already. Trash. You've got to work. Well, you do. Oh, my Lord. Welcome back to the Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. What did you think about that? We just tried the Tiffany and OG is what it's called. What did you think? Taste metal on your teeth? That's a really weird taste to have on your teeth. It's supposed to have, like, it's a hybrid. I believe it's supposed to have the diamonds inside. You know the diamonds we've been talking about?
Yeah,
THCA diamonds, which now turns to THCA and trash test.
You should try a THCA.
Oh, speaking of that, get on down to the Good Leaf. At 6224 East Seaway Boulevard. THCA joint. Once you hit it, you're hit. Oh, with diamonds? It's a hemp joint. It's like that. It's exactly like that, but without the, it's got regular wrapper. Right? Without the real weed. Okay, it's not just like that. Okay. It's the hemp diamond version. Okay, that sounds fun. I think we should just have a day where we just go down and we have samples, and we just try every single thing. And within an hour, this one will be completely asleep. Oh, 10 minutes. Yeah, sorry. Ooh. 10 minutes, because she'll take one hit, eat a bite of something, and fall asleep. And then we'll put some Disney movies on for her to wake up to. All right, let's see what else is going on in the world of weed. Do 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 do. All right, I'll give everybody a free joint if they know that theme song. Oh, because they get the esteemed pleasure of meeting me next this weekend. They're going to be like, oh, security.
The one in all black.
Funny, though, because Little House on the Prairie outfits are very different from what we wear in the 1800s in Tombstone. So while that's all they did was work. So I did order some Civil War era suspenders because they were, Civil War was what, 1864? Somewhere around there. So those were the suspenders they were wearing straight out of the war. And they did, they were working. They were all sweaty workers. And I'm not sure what was that. Well, Tombstonians were in the mines, but we tend to dress more like cowboys and, you know, land barons when we get the opportunity and feel so fancy. All right, here we go. Let's see. We are on Cannabis Business Times. Thank you so much each and every month for sending us the magazine that I keep forgetting to bring in. I like their little tidbit magazine. Oh, they have the Controlled Substances Act up there if you need to see it. Let's see what's going on in news. Cannabis schedule. All right, top stories. All right, 36 U.S. House Democrats urge Biden to grant cannabis clemency for thousands. I thought he just did that. Didn't he not just do that? He did that. Okay, maybe there are more out there. Five considerations to optimize tiered cannabis cultivation. And this is something that I've always thought about, especially in my room where there's so much light in there that it's like the whole room could be growing flowers and things like that. Well, which, basil, say it with me, basil. Yeah, that's a weekly thing now. Basil. No, I don't have to. Not this week. I don't have to do basil. Basil's on vacation. Sprouts is going to be like, why do we have so much extra basil this week? But yeah, they do things in tiers, but they also have the fluorescent lighting in tiers as well. I don't have that. I just have my ceramic metal halide. I know. Oh my God. Remember that? 9-pound lemons?
Yeah.
Didn't one lady on our tour get in trouble for trying to steal peppers or something? I vaguely remember something like that. I don't know, but they literally had, the hydro systems there that were, it was flooring. They even had fish. They were growing fish. Fishaponics. They had fishaponics. And they were growing like, this is Disney World. They were growing like 50 to 60% of their own vegetables for their, for the parks and stuff. Holy cow. It's a write-off if we go and visit Disney World again now. We're doing hydro research for the shop. All right. Let's see. What else? VP Harris to meet with rapper Fat Joe. To discuss, let's see, revolutionizing cannabis extract automation, the rise of Detroit dispensing solutions. That's the other thing I would like, actually. I would like one of those machines that tech guy had that you just put your raw cannabis in and it squeezes up the oil for you like that. My RSO machine is for it's for the dry. So it's already in its THC form and not the THC. I'd like the THCA raw. Raw, not cooked. Yeah, like the squeeze that sucker out. I'm sure it's in there. I'm sure I could do it. I have a friend who cooks. He takes the whole plant, just dries the whole thing, just dries it out, just turns it upside down, dries it, takes off some of the big fan leaves, and then pulverizes that like a coffee grinder, so it gets everything in there, like every single thing. And then turns that into a smokable vape smoke. And he gets like,
concentrate.
And he does a dab. And then I'm not exactly sure. He cooks it up somehow. But I'd like to do like the raw juicing, but I'd like raw oils. I think those would be really beneficial. That's just like raw juicing, but you know, I wonder how you would do that. Instead of having to eat or drink that product, because that made me feel crazy. We did use some of my stuff once or twice. I think we've tried it before. But yeah, anybody have any extraction methods or machines out there that aren't going to blow up my house? Let me in on it. Let's see. Is Governor DeSantis providing smoke signals to Supreme Court? Oh, Skitty says yes on Florida's cannabis measure. So you've met him. Uh-oh. That's my little leopard. I know. He looks at you like, I can take you out, but you scare me, so I'm going to run. I swear to God, one of these days he's going to go to my face. He's done it to my hands. I've reached up into where I thought it was another cat, and he's like, and I'm like, oh, it was the wrong one. I'm so sorry for invading your space in my house. All right. Size matters. The case for short cannabis plants. All right. Let's read that. Because I was just doing a little trimming and I pruning, and I always feel bad pruning, but the bottom canopy just doesn't get the sunlight. All right, here we go. This is from Cannabis Business Time, Kenneth Morrow. As I was learning and teaching myself proper horticultural practices early in my cultivation career, my goal was to grow the largest plants possible, thinking the larger the plant, the larger the yield. This notion is one shared by many first-time growers, especially novice outdoor farmers. Growing 10-foot tall or more trees can without a doubt impress friends and team members. However, my experience ultimately taught me that the time, resources, and energy required to grow and maintain very large plants was not worth it. To grow tall cannabis plants, growers must extend the vegetative cycle to grow thicker stalks and more branches. And during longer vegetative cycles, there will be inevitably more resources utilized, not to mention the ladders. Cannabis remains in its vegetative state when photo periods exceed 12 hours per day, which means indoor growers must keep lights on for longer periods, increasing production costs. Similarly, greenhouse growers will need to rely more heavily on supplemental lighting during darker winter and spring months to allow the vegetating plants to grow to their colossal size. Outdoor growers might need to start plants earlier in the season in a greenhouse or indoors to get plants large enough before planting them in their fields come spring, thus increasing production costs. Maintaining taller plants can also be an issue for employees. Defoliating tall plants might require cultivation team members to climb ladders, slowing down the process and increasing the risk of accidents. Because of their increased biomass, large plants require much more support in the form of trestling, which again can become an arduous task when it needs to be done on a ladder or from a cherry picker. Ooh. When grown outdoors, large plants are also more susceptible to having broken branches or worse, destroyed main stems. During inclement weather, as the bigger branches weigh down, the plant in later growing stages. Similar to trestling, converging large plants during storms covering large plants during storms can create havoc for cultivating staff. Leaving large plants poorly covered can lead to moisture-related health issues, including bud rot, botrytis, and powdery mildew. While growing larger plants in larger containers might save on watering, a large volume of growing media will generally hold more water, thus reducing watering frequency. There is also a spacing consideration. How much usable biomass are you getting out of your large pot compared to having multiple pots covering the same area that require the same inputs? With most cultivars, three stocky 3-foot plants can yield as much, if not more, usable biomass than a 9-foot plant. Larger plants will have more wasted biomass due to the larger number of sizes, stem, branches, and stalks. While large plants will typically produce huge buds, it will be difficult to get to those consumers. Huge, beautiful buds will certainly impress even the most novice consumer, but they're more difficult to package, and growers are often forced to break down the massive colas to fit into retail packaging, wasting all the time and resources spent growing them. I know I had to do that the other day. I had a really big cola and I had to cut it down into the smaller buds that was in it because I've had them mold out because they're so sticky and gooey inside. So The benefits of smaller plants? Well, short and medium plants are easier to defoliate and maintain as they are closer to regular working height and require less structural support. Often, only two or three layers of trellis are required to support the plant and branches and more resilient against inclement weather. Smaller containers are also easier for both employees and machines to work with and move around, helping with facility workflow, and they can be stacked on multi-level racks to maximize the use of available floor space. While a larger plant may yield more than a single small plant, by stacking smaller plants vertically and increasing density, yield by square foot figures can dramatically increase. From an input perspective, smaller plants will require less supplemental and side lighting in both greenhouse and indoor environments, as there is not as much foliage through which light needs to navigate. They also will require less frequent and intense defoliating, as even lower and deeper bud structures will receive enough light compared to similarly positioned buds on large plants. Not only will they require less supplemental lighting, short plants also will require less vegetative time, thus saving electricity and other input costs. Additionally, shorter vegetation cycles will allow greenhouse and indoor growers to get more harvest in the year, and the harvest will be quicker as there is less usable or unusable biomass to sort through. Ask yourself, are you growing buds or stems and stalks? Because last I checked, the stems and stalks have little to no value, which is not true. I would rather focus on maximizing the productivity and quality of the usable buds rather than growing fibrous material. Three tips to keep plants short. One, minimize veg time. To optimize the production, ideally, plants will grow 24 to 36 inches indoors and 48 to 60 inches outdoors. To keep crops at targeted heights, growers can short cycle plants, which minimizes cultivation time spent in vegetation. Vegetation should run no more than the length of time it takes for a given cultivar to reach the target size and have strong root development, which some achieve in as little as 2 to 3 weeks in tiered indoor grows and up to 8 weeks in single level grows. Beyond adjusting size, short cycling also reduces the risk of disease or pathogens, infected crops. The quicker the plants are harvested, the less time problems have to manifest. More frequent harvests will also equate to more frequent room decontaminations, again minimizing the risk of critical crop failures or diseases that seep through the entire facility and become systemic if pathogens do infect a crop. It's easier to recover from a short plant cycle and start anew rather than six months of vegetation work go up in smoke, and not in a good way. Yeah, that's been a very sad situation I've had. Indoor growers can more easily dictate the final height of the plant by decreasing the amount of light the plant receives earlier in the growth cycle before introducing flowering. By manipulating the photo period and intensity in the vegetative period, growers can ensure the plants are the ideal size by the end of flowering. Often at the end of the flowering cycle, the plants will be taller than desired and may get too close to light fixtures, which can cause photo bleaching or tip burn. Understanding your specific cultivars and their growth patterns is a must, and until cultivar information becomes more widely available, this can only be by learned experience and trials. I've done that. I've had tip burning because it gets grow so tall and I can't move my light anymore. You can bend your plants though. And I did top my plant, but I topped it and then I didn't start the 12-12 cycle. So now it's got two shoots coming way out, but they should have come out not so big, but now they're like, I'll show you, those like antennas. All right, you're listening to Weed Stay Wednesday, folks. Just in case you didn't know and you wanted to know what you're listening to, that's us.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your health lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
Yep, just give us a call, 520-838-4430. If you call in and you want to come on air, just hit the button number one, and we'll get a little hand raised, and we'll know you want to come on. Otherwise, welcome to the show, and we are talking about Size Matters, the case for short cannabis plants. All right. Number two, plant seedlings later in the growing season. Outdoor is the easiest method possible to produce medium-sized plants rather than large is to plant seedlings slightly after or slightly later in the growing season, leaving less vegetative time before the flowering cycle. A shorter vegetative cycle in midsummer can produce very nice medium-sized plants with a stock infrastructure that only requires two or three levels of trellis for supporting flowering branches. Rather than scaffolding type supports that are sometimes required for supporting very large plants. Relatedly, I've seen many home growers who want to grow large plants purchase clones from their local dispensary and immediately place them in a media outside only to have them immediately begin to flower because they are now receiving less light than what's required for vegetative growth. Likewise, the clone's growth would be stunted because they have been thrust in a cooler environment than they are propagated in. The key to short cycling outdoors is understanding the outdoor environment, more specifically seasonal temperatures and light levels. You can get this at your little farmer's almanac at your local grocery store. So you can predict when it's best to place plants outdoors or germinate seeds to place outdoors to minimize overgrowth. If temperatures are still low at night, a simple collapsible hoop house can be placed over young plants outdoors to prevent stunting, no different than what many backyard tomato growers do and have done for decades. Interestingly, in some latitudes, such as Hawaii, cannabis plants immediately begin to flower when placed outdoors, regardless of what time of year crops are planted. Some home growers choose to vegetate their plants in a greenhouse with supplemental lighting or do so in an indoor facility and place the plant outdoors when the plant has reached the target vegetative height. This way, they end up with a plant that is the desired height at the end of the flowering cycle. All right. I grow autos, so they grow under any lighting system. And accident, so I tried to grow a regular plant this time, Kosher Kush, it's my favorite, and it didn't grow. So I was like, all right, I'll put another auto in the bucket and just use the same dirt. I wasn't going to waste anything. Well, a week later, my regular plant came up and now is in my room. So I have a regular plant with my autos that are growing. And now I have it in 12-12 for my regular plant because I left it too long and vegetative and it's super huge. And so I had to flip to 12-12 to get it to start budding out. But now my two other autos are going to experience 12-12 growing and they never have. So I'm very excited to see what's going to happen to these auto flowers since they are getting a lot less light because I do 16-8 is what I do. I give them 8 hours of sleep. I think everybody needs a good 8 hours of sleep to recuperate and get healthy. All right, number three, consider auto flowering. Woohoo, varieties. Another way to manage plant height is to employ auto flowering plants from seed. My favorite. Auto flowering plants typically stay very short, between 12 and 24 inches, not mine, but it's not unusual for a 48-inch auto flowering plant to appear. Mine usually grow at least 5 to 6 feet just because I don't know why. The structure of an auto flowering plant naturally has less lateral side branching and typically yields a larger apical or primary bud with very short to short side branches. Auto flowering plants are also conducive to shorter cycles because plants naturally transition to flower 14 to 21 days after germination. This is true. It's very cute. Growing cannabis plants as tall as your living room ceiling might be a fun side project, but from a commercial perspective, these mammoths present too many challenges to effectively overcome. If growers do want to grow monsters, it's likely best to do so in the comfort of their own backyards. If nothing else, the shade will be nice. That's funny. Well, there you go. Yep. My auto flower, remember when we were growing in New York in the basement? We don't have to say where in New York in the basement, but we were. But they were super happy. The original auto berry that we named Creech Kink was super huge. And we didn't do anything different to it. We just... And did we do 12-12 lighting or anything like that? But it got huge. and the buds were really dense, but it got real tall. Like they say, these are only supposed to get like what, 2 to 3 feet, but mine are usually typically at least 4.5 to 6 feet. And I have a really good room environment, I guess. And so there you have it. Size matters, and also trimming and little fairies and angels. Everything matters. Size matters, the manners of light. We had Ed Rosenthal on our show twice, and he said, I'm pointing over to his book that's under the table there. You're like, Ed's here? No. I sent him some photos of my room with all the lighting I had in it and all the plants I had in it, and he said everything looked great, but I was wasting light because I had too much light for the size of the room, and I think I was running my CO2 machine back then. I'm not even running one now. I'm going very simple. And I'm only growing 3 plants at a time right now because, like they said, you know, you can get more out of 3 plants than you can out of shoving, you know, 6 plants into a room. I'm focusing more light on each plant. So that's my take on growing. I've been growing autos for almost 15. I mean, it's been probably 15 years now. Been quite a long time, quite a long journey. I just got my little baseball card book and organized all my seeds and put them in there so I could finally figure out what's what. But I absolutely love growing. Right now I'm trying to figure out dirt gnats. So I think I'm going to go get some diatomaceous earth. And I think that's what's going to be on the docket for today, is putting some of that. Is that how you say it? Diatomaceous? How do you spell that? Diatomaceous earth. Pretty much how it sounds. To try and get rid of some dirt gnats naturally. Otherwise, you have to spray things and let everything dry out. And unfortunately, last weekend I was gone all weekend, and my super plant dried out too much, and she was not happy when I got home. All right, folks. Anywho, we want to thank you for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday each and every week. It's our pleasure to be here for you guys. Bell Stars, Silver Sister, Cannabis Kid is out there somewhere in the world. Remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Get on over to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Check out some information on how you can get certified. We offer telemedicine. We have some education, some news and videos, some information about our doctors. Get on over to the homepage and vote for us in the Cannabis Bowl. There's a little QR code, and then there's another little Survey Monkey link. We'd love to have a best certification center, best doctor, best waiting room, whatever. What was the other one? There's something else. Anyway, give us a vote. We'd love it. It was something interesting. Best customer service. I think that was it. I think that was best customer service. Well, we'd love to have your vote. We love you guys. It's been a long, 12 years? In the radio already? 12 years. Woo-hoo! Going into our 13th year. Tumbleweed Health Center, thank you guys, rock. Happy Weed Day Wednesday. Smoke some weed, eat some weed, have some weed, and have an awesome day. And we will see y'all next week.